And I think the next three games for both Kansas City and Buffalo really decide this. Maybe you want to include Pittsburgh in this. I still find it hard to believe that Pittsburgh ultimately is going to be a huge factor for the one seed. I understand where they're at in the standings. They just beat Buffalo, or just beat Baltimore, excuse me. But I believe this is still a Chiefs and Buffalo conversation. And because now that Buffalo has that tiebreaker with the head-to-head win, I look at the next three. Buffalo has San Francisco. They're on a bye this week. Then they have San Francisco, Sunday Night Football in Buffalo. And the 49ers are not the same team, but that's still going to be a tough game. At the Rams, Sean McVay and the Rams, never a pushover. Then at Detroit versus Kansas City's next three, at Carolina, home to Vegas, home to the Chargers. And the Chargers game looks more challenging now than it did a month ago. The next three games, to me, will tell us if this is going to be a situation where the Chiefs almost will have to win, you know, the Steelers and the Texans games, et cetera.
Yeah.
I think you need at least one, if not two, Buffalo losses in their next three games to not be in a position where you have to beat both Pittsburgh and Houston. So, like, as in the Buffalo Bills could get to 14 wins as well if they do not lose during the next three games.
I think it'd be kind of foolish to just completely eliminate Pittsburgh from this conversation. And I say that because I thought the Ravens was going to be a loss for them. That felt like a loss for them, right? In a lot of ways, like, that felt like the team that they were supposed to lose to. So you're like, well, if they're not losing that game, well, then I can't just, like, pencil in a lot of losses for the Steelers, even though I don't take them seriously. Their next three opponents, they are definitively better than the Cleveland Browns, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Cleveland Browns. They finish with four games, I would say, in which it's more of a toss-up for at least three of them, including Eagles, Ravens, and Chiefs. But, I mean, those are three teams that they're definitively better than. I don't think we can argue that. Not that Cincy can't beat them, it's a division game. But you can't be penciling in losses. I'll still call them a long shot as the Steelers. So let's talk about the Bills. The Bills are a real problem because of the tiebreaker. As you look at their schedule right now, I'm going to have a hard time predicting that Kansas, you know, that they are going to lose a game to New England or the Jets in the final three. I'm not saying it's a 0% chance because, again, it's a divisional game. But, dude, what do we get? 5% chance in any one of those individual games? The Bills are so much better. 10% just because it's a divisional game? They're so the much Patriots, better than those opponents.
The Jets will have no chance. And the Patriots, for one, I could see it coming down to the wire, making it interesting. Not the Jets, though.
So because you don't have the head-to-head, the question you have to ask yourself is, how many wins do you think the Chiefs win with? And because of this loss, I think the Chiefs finish 14-3, which means in order for the Chiefs to get the one seed and the tiebreaker not to matter, I need the Bills to finish 13-4, which means I think the entire one seed is getting decided in the next three games. Kansas City has to go undefeated, in my opinion, or at worst 2-1, and they're going to have to win some other tougher games later if that's the case. Carolina, Las Vegas, and the Chargers. And I need the Bills to lose two of the next three games. Against San Francisco, at the Rams, and at Detroit. At Detroit, that's an easy one to count a loss.
I mean, I feel like that almost has to be a loss, doesn't it? Not that it's a guarantee, but like if a guarantee that they lose, but meaning if we're doing the math, trying to figure out the number one seed to where the Chiefs don't have to actually get to 15 wins, you feel like the Detroit one has to be one of the losses on the schedule for Buffalo for that to happen.
I think so, but so I guess I'm counting on that. Football's weird. You know how this works. They'll somehow lose to San Francisco and the Rams and then beat Detroit. And you're like, that doesn't make any sense. I guess that's why I say 2 out of 3. In my math, I'm counting that one. San Francisco and the Rams are the perfect opponents back-to-back, in my opinion, because both of them are definitely team the Bills are better than. But both of them know how to win, have good quarterback play, are annoying. I guess the only question I would ask is, what was the most recent health update on Brock Purdy? Wasn't there one last night late?
Sore shoulder or sore throwing arm or something like that. Now, remember, they don't play for 2 weeks because Bills are on a bye. Then they come back on Sunday Night Football. So there's time before they play Buffalo.
I guess the next three games, not the next 3 weeks, to your point.
Yeah, it is something definitely to monitor on the Niners front. But what you said about the Rams and Niners is true, which is we know they're well-coached. Those will be games in which Buffalo is clearly favored in. The Niners are not this daunting NFC juggernaut the way they have been the last couple of years. But to me, they can still win any week, right? They're still in that position for me. Yeah. They can win any game. They can also now, though, lose a lot of weeks that we wouldn't have thought were possible. But the number one seed conversation, as we expected, with the loss to Buffalo, becomes a real conversation. Versus the Kansas City one, it was over. That one game was a big swing for the number one seed. And ultimately, what we're talking about is the bye. Like, I would love home field, have games at Arrowhead, but it's more about the bye. this team had such an early bye week, the Chiefs. Such an early
they
bye week.
They need a break.
Whereas here we are. I mean, the Bills are having their bye week now.
Huh?
So they, I mean, great timing for them. They could have a bye now and get another bye week in a month and a half or whatever it would be if they get the one seed. Whereas Kansas City, you feel like, it, as much as it's just about playing at Arrowhead, it is, to me, about the bye week. This team has been banged up all year with the early bye. You need to only need two games to get to the Super Bowl, but also if you're Kelce, if you're Chris Jones, if you're any of these guys that have been nursing injuries, you need that extra week off.
No, you do, and that's why it becomes, but that's also, like, we knew that this was the swing game. Now, I guess the only advantage is at least you're up a game, right? You're not tied and already don't have the tiebreaker. You've at least got the game.
Right, just you
which
can't
means,
tie.
Well, yeah, you have to lose the same number of games they lose. I think there's actually a realistic chance based on the way Buffalo is playing. You have to win out to get the bye, but to get the one seed. Certainly, if they win their next three games, then it's a lock. They're not losing any of those final three games. No one's going to be doing you a favor week 17 or whatever it was, like Miami did, remember, for the Chiefs, to give them the one seed that year. Sometimes those things happen, but you better not be counting on it.
We've also seen this exact scenario before, though, where it was it last year or 2 years ago? I think it was 2 years ago, where the Chiefs seemingly were in a bad spot. And by the way, they're not in a bad spot, but a couple years ago, they were in a bad spot, and it looked like Buffalo was in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
And then Buffalo laid an egg or two, and all of a, and they blew it. And when they had a chance to control the path to the Super Bowl, and they blew it. So it's not as if we haven't been in a scenario before where it seemed like, oh man, things are looking much better for Buffalo on a schedule, and then they still coughed it up. So we'll see if that actually happens. Now, the odds that are out there will tell you Kansas City still minus 185 at FanDuel to be the one seed, Buffalo plus 240, and then Pittsburgh 9.5-1. So the odds are still in the Chiefs' favor, given the fact that, as you said, they have a one-game lead on the Bills.
This kind of goes down to like what we were talking about a lot, I would say, with the Royals towards the end of the season. The great news for the Chiefs over these next 3 weeks is because the Buffalo's got to take a bye week too. The great news for the Chiefs over the next 3 weeks is they can, by winning at least the next two, eliminate the number of time available to catch him. That becomes vitally important for the one seed, as you well know. Less so in a football season where one game's the difference, but you got to try to run out the clock. And you are not hitting a better part of your schedule than right now. Buffalo's on a bye. They can't do anything. It's a net zero. They got one more win than you, but one more loss in the loss column. So by winning this week, you guys are exactly the one game apart that you would say, which is the Panthers, and honest to God, if they lose, then the one seed's dead, right? If they lose to the Panthers, the one seed's dead, we all agree?
No, it's not dead.
Dead? You don't want to call it dead? They lose to the Panthers?
I wouldn't be dead. We'd have even a much deeper conversation about what is wrong with this football team. But the one seed wouldn't be dead because you just said it. They'd be tied and they would have the tiebreaker that they would have lost to Buffalo. But if they at that point, it would be, they would possibly, in my opinion,
have to win out.
I don't think they actually are going to have to go 15-2 to get the one seed. I still think 14 wins ultimately gets it done because I think the Bills will slip up in the stretch we're talking about. I still think ultimately Kansas City's 14 wins gets it done.
If they lose to the Panthers, I don't even think that it's not even a conversation about it. Doesn't matter what seed they are. They seem to figure out whatever's wrong before they hit the playoffs.
It's more about 100% with you, Drew. It'd be just way like what the hell's going on with this football team kind of thing than anything else.
I think it would eliminate the one seed because I just don't think you can afford. I think you can only afford if you're the Chiefs, and you might still lose the one seed. You can only afford two losses the rest of the way. That's it. You got to go 5-2 the rest of the way in order to get the one seed, is my opinion on the matter. I don't think 13-4 will get it done because I think the Bills get to at least 13-4.
Yeah, I don't think 13 gets it done either. But if they lose, they're not guaranteed to only win 13 games, I guess is what I'm saying.
Sure, but like, I understand because they could still win out. But if they lose to the Panthers, I no longer.
But they lose to the Panthers, it's only two losses.
Sure.
They could still lose two more.
I understand, but I guess at that point, like 14, like I think you can only afford two, and if you lose to the Panthers, I don't think you're only losing two.
Well,
like the Panthers are one.
Where Drew and I are saying is just like they obviously would have much bigger problems.
Well, mathematically, they would not be eliminated. That I understand. I think they would not get the one seed if that were to be the case.
Thinking, how the heck do they lose to the Panthers? How does it even happen?
They're not losing the Panthers.
I don't think so either.
Honestly, like, give me a reason why they're losing to the Panthers.
Jonathan Brooks do anything for you guys? I saw he was going to be
his first start. The Chiefs, a running back, if anything.
I was just looking for like one thing.
Running backs haven't had more than 55 yards against them all year. or whatever it is, 60 yards, 55 yards, something like that.
The only way that they lose is if Wanye, for whatever reason, comes out of the game and it's Kingsley at left tackle, and all of a sudden it's just like it was against the Broncos, but it can't be replaced. Like there's no fixing it.
Yeah, just I would also say who the hell is rushing? Like who's on the their best defensive lineman is hurt.
Honestly,
on the Panthers, who's actually rushing the quarterback in Carolina these days?
In fairness, if it's Kingsley playing, based on what we saw against Denver, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean
they have no wide receivers. They're on a 2-game winning streak. I guess that'd be like
Xavier
the only
Leggett, man. This could be a
the only argument.
All right, Jadeveon Clowney is the only player, and
that's their best pass rusher.
He's probably like 40 at this point.
I think he's actually having a pretty good season too.
He is.